A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things, and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven, except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you remember when the crowd asks, "What must we do to accomplish the works of the Father?" What is our Lord's response in that moment? He says, "Believe in the one who he sent. God's works will abound in your life if you believe in me." What does Nicodemus desire? He wants to understand. "You, Lord, you give me understanding and then I'll believe." And what does Jesus say? "Nicodemus, you can't ascend up to heaven on your own. Right? You can't figure things out by yourself. You're only going to understand if you first place your trust in me. If you choose to believe in me, then you will understand." I mean, how often we desire the same. "Lord, you just give me to understand it and then I'll put my trust in you." Right? So, you know, "Father, why would God allow that? You know, why would he send this trial into my life? Why does he permit this illness? Father, I want to understand, and then I'll believe that he really is good. And then I'll trust him." Understanding comes when we say, "Lord, I believe in you. I'm going to trust you in the midst of anything and everything." You see it in RCIA all the time. Someone struggling with a certain moral issue, a certain moral teaching of the church, or maybe something that is very high theology, the doctrine of the Eucharist, the doctrines on Our Lady. And they're really grappling with this, and they're fighting it and fighting it. When do they have peace? When do they begin to see? When they say, "You know what, gosh, I don't have all the understanding in the world. I'm just going to believe. I'm going to trust the church in this." And all of a sudden, they see. My brothers and sisters, the man in the Gospels, he does not say, "Lord, I understand. Help my lack of understanding." He says, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." Anytime we want understanding first, we have things backwards.